Off the Ball Breakfast.
We are in a death spiral. That would like we are the death spiral.
Death BT or
no,
TH.
TH.
Because BT is 40 million, isn't it?
Well, you know.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Welcome along to The Kickback. We are coming to you live from the Etihad Stadium, where City have just beaten United 3-0 in the Manchester Derby. Phil Foden and a brace from Erling Haaland. And, well, fairly straightforward. It wasn't too many fireworks aside from, well, Erling Haaland doing what he does best.
Yeah, I think Manchester City were by far the better team and won very, very comfortably. I think once they got the second goal, I never felt Manchester United would come back. Then they had the tour goal. It was only just over an hour gone. And they, I think, strolled to the victory after that. There wasn't enough fight in Manchester United, not enough quality. And they were outplayed. Technically, Manchester City were the better team, the better players in the match. The only player on the Manchester United team who you would say would have a chance of getting into the City team, based on today's performance, was Brian Mbeumo, who I thought did very well at times. Only missed a big chance late on the game, but he was a bit of a threat, at least when the ball came to him. He had the pace, energy and power to give Manchester United a bit of trouble. But other than that, he was the rest of the team were outplayed by their direct opposition opponent, and they were just a better side all round. Manchester United were poor enough, I would have to say. They tried, and tried hard at times, but they weren't good enough.
We've seen City at their blistering best. This man is getting very upset about sitting down there. We've seen City at their blistering best through the years, at times in Manchester derbies. Foden, Haaland, hat-tricks in the 6-3. Were City near that? Was there signs that things are starting to come together, or was it just they were playing a poor team today?
I think it's fair to say there were signs of City getting back to the sort of level that we've seen them at in recent season, not so much last season. They've had a couple of poor results. They played poorly against Tottenham, I thought. Didn't play so bad against Brighton. Probably a bit unlucky to lose a match 2-1 late on. But there was some really good signs today. I mean, there's no surprise Haaland was outstanding. But Jeremy Doku on the left wing played really well. Rodri was back, more like the Rodri we've known in the past. It'll take him a bit of time, I think, to get back to his fully best performances that were so dominant in the best dominant years of Manchester City. But the back four played well. The goalkeeper was sound. Donnarumma did well. Kucherov did very well in the right back position. Diaz was strong. Young O'Reilly comfortable in the left back position, but just all round with signs that maybe Foden was coming back to his best, because he had a poor season last season by his standards. Player of the year before across the league, he got 7 goals last season, still troubled by injuries, but played well today and looked
so good to watch,
apart.
Isn't he, when it's, you can just see the touches there and things are moving easy for him.
Excellent first goal, great header, but his work on the second goal was immaculate. Lovely little touch off the throw in, then a little nutmeg on Ugarte as he tried to get close to him, link up play with Doku who put Haaland into score. He was very good. He was involved in a lot of the best work, as was Haaland, Doku at times, Bernardo Silva to a lesser degree.
I feel like we've had the Manchester United conversation to death at this stage, and I don't know if anything is changing week on week, or maybe that in itself is the talking point, that he's still sticking with the same system with the 3-4-2-1. He has Šeško, he started for the first time today. Are there any positive sparks for Manchester United? Any signs that this is starting to come together?
Not based on today's performance. They still looked edgy, I would say, defensively. And they were outplayed for a lot of the game in the middle of midfield. Ugarte was just there running around. Fernandes was good on the ball, but he's not the best defensively. And Ugarte had too much to do to deal with Manchester City's movement of passing and accuracy of passing. They got away with a few things, actually. Reinders, fortunately enough, from a United point of view, put a few balls out of play in the first half, and once or twice the wrong option was taken around the penalty area. but they were outplayed, Manchester United, in the middle of the field, and they weren't enough of a threat up front. Sesko showed a few little promising touches, one good shot at the goal that Donnarumma saved, another little break in the inside right channel where we thought he might have been offside, but the flag never went, got up. Donnarumma made the save, blocked the attempt to finish with his body. A few nice, neat layoffs in the middle of the field, but I just felt they were lightweight up front with Diallo, Sesko. And Mbeumo obviously not physically weak, but just the combination wasn't there, and the whole combination of the team wasn't there. Lenny Euro at the back, a young boy making his way in the game, and Doggo on the other side played quite well, the left wing back position, but the balance isn't right, and as a team they're not effective, and whether it's the system or the individuals and the collective of the team, it's just not effective in terms of winning games often. And we've seen that this season already, scraped through against Burnley. And you think about the Grimsby result, getting beaten by Grimsby. We're quite a strong team on the park. We're just well beaten today. And probably lucky to get away with 3-0. And you think the chances that Haaland had that he missed, as well as the two goals he scored.
Haaland's record, as we all know, is insane and unprecedented. 50 Premier League games here at the Etihad, 50 goals. Is he the best you've ever seen in the Premier League? As a goal scorer?
I think his goal scoring record would suggest that he's been the best, the most consistent goal scorer based on his ratio goal to game. I think he might be. But you know, he's 3 years? This is forward, the start of his fourth season in the league. He's been phenomenal, playing in a great team. But you know, different eras, different times. It's hard to compare. But at the rate he's going, I mean, you look at what he did previously in Dortmund and back before that at the various clubs he came up through. He had an extraordinary strike rate, and it doesn't look like he's going to slow up anytime soon. Even he's looking internationally, scored 5 goals during the week. His performance today, his all-round performance today, was excellent, both in defence and in attack.
So often we'll talk about Haaland, and the stat will come up at half-time that he's had 4 touches, and the line that will be given by everybody will be, oh, it doesn't matter, his job is to get you goals as long as he takes his chances. But we've often seen him put in performances like this, where from minute one he's looking to get involved, looking to drop a bit deeper, you know, be a nuisance to the centre halves, big, strong, physical. You can see becoming maybe a bit more of a leader in the squad as well. Like, should we start expecting a bit more from him?
Well, I think there's a little change in the type of game Manchester City are playing. We see a lot more direct play from them, and the use of Haaland, that even on kickouts, they have stopped persisting with the short build up with the two centre backs in the box, and trying to build the play up from right back at their own goal line. We've seen them kicking balls a lot longer now, more regularly, and that brings him into the game. Also in the build-up play, as you've said, particularly today, he's dropping back, dropping short, getting involved in the play, and then defending his own box, which any good centre-forward is expected to do, given that they're generally one of the bigger players in the team. He did a great job in that. Should we be expecting more from him? I don't think so. The poor season last season, he's only getting 22 league goals. You know, I think the way he started this season, that gets him onto 5 out of 4 games. If he keeps up that strike rate, I mean, that's what you want in your centre-forward, regular goals. If he's heading balls out of his own box on a regular basis, and he's doing some of the link-up play, up until probably the last season or two, Manchester City have not needed centre-forward to get involved in the link-up play. He's a bit more help and competition with him. You must remember they hadn't got Marmoush, wasn't around today, who looked like a half decent centre forward when he's available to play himself. So but I think with the midfield still been in the transition stage from the dominance of the Rodri, Gundogan, Bernardo Silva, that kind of lineup, Foden at his best, they might still need him a bit more to help out the midfield to give them that dominance they want. We're not seeing so much of the inverted full-back thing of Kyle Walker in the middle of the field, or giving it all in there, whoever it is, Rico Lewis at times when he played. We see a little bit of it O'Reilly today, but it was a more stretched use of the game, I thought, today, and more use of the width of the pitch with Doku particularly on the left-hand side, with giving the Bernardo Silva on the right-hand side. So the game is evolving a little bit for them too, and I think they needed to evolve their game if they're going to get back to the standards they set and for to be competitive with the likes of Liverpool and Arsenal this season.
All right, good stuff as always, Brian.
Thank you.